إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. الله سبحانه وتعالى said قد أفلح من تزكى, which means Allah said he has succeeded, the one who purified himself. Now what is the meaning of purity? Purity is of the entire holistic purity of the person. The first and foremost and most important part of that purity is the purity of the aqaid, of his belief. Purity of aqaid consists of first and foremost complete and total faith on La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, that there is no one worthy of worship, no one worthy of asking help, no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and that Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and his last and final messenger, after whom there is no messenger. So this is the tawheed of Islam, of tawheed of the aqeedah. To purify our aqaid so that we have only this as our belief. To ensure that there is no form of shirk in our aqaid. To ensure that there are no forms of bid'ah in our aqaid, in our beliefs. That we do not believe that there is anyone who is worthy of worship except Allah. And to understand that worship is not only to make sujood, to make dua is worship, because Rasulullah said, Ad-du'a mukhul ibadah. He said the dua is the brain and the essence of ibadah. So even to make dua and ask help from somebody other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, somebody who has died, a qabar or whatever, or some agency, this is shirk. So therefore, to ensure that we purify our aqaid from all forms of shirk. Part of this purification is also to understand the meaning when we are saying Muhammad Rasulullah, what does it mean? It's not just a academic belief that the Prophet ﷺ is the last and final messenger. It is to understand our relationship with Nabi ﷺ. So when we say Muhammad Rasulullah, we are saying that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Rasul of Allah, and therefore he is my Imam, he is the one that I follow. The ittiba of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is part of the aqeedah, is part of the tawheed of the kalima. To believe that the method and the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best way of being, other than which there is no other way which is better than that. To understand this, to believe in that, and to our farthest and the greatest extent to practice that in our lives, to try to bring our lives entirely and completely on the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah is part of tawheed, of the aqaid. Then the second part of tawheed is the tawheed of the ibadat. To ensure that our ibadat are pure, that first of all in the external form of the ibadat, there is no addition or subtraction to the ibadah, there is no ritual that we are adding on, there is nothing that we are doing which is not in keeping with the sharia of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We see this all the time. I don't need to point out, but if there is anything which is done in the name of ibadah which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not do, then we should not do it. So to purify our ibadat from all forms of non-sunnah, which is bid'at. So therefore, to ensure that the ibadat are pure, external form of it. Internal form of the ibadah purity consists of also purifying the quality of our ibadah, so that we have khushu in salah, we have concentration in salah, that our thoughts are not wandering here and there, that the essence of the salah, where Rasulullah ﷺ said, "Anta abdullaha ka annaka tara," he said, worship Allah as if you can see him. So to ensure that our salah gets to that stage, where we are worshipping Allah as if we are seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as if we are standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِلَّمْ تَكُمْ تَرَى فَإِنَّهُ يَرَكْ. And even though you do not see him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing you. So therefore, what can we do with regard to our salah, where we make salah in such a way that we are completely cut off from the whole world and we are standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with complete and total concentration and dedication and no distraction here and there. And that's the purification of the salah. The third part of purification is the purification of our muamilat. How do we deal with people? How do we earn? Where do we spend? How do we deal with people? What kind of dealings? All of those must come in line with the same essence of this hadith, of part of Hadith Jibreel, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, antabud Allah kana katara, meaning that worship Allah as if you can see him, meaning that deal with people as if you are standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as if he is the witness. And this is what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. He said if there are two, the third is Allah, if there are three, the fourth is Allah. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the witness of all our actions. He knows our thoughts, he knows our actions, he knows our speech. And therefore, to ensure that we, whatever we do that with that awareness. This is part of the tazkiyah and part of the purification of the amal. To ensure that the amal is completely pure from any form of deception, any form of misrepresentation and so on. The other part of purification of the amal is to ensure that the amal is pure from every form of riya, every form of showing off to people, that we do not do the amal, whether it is ibadah, whether it is charity, whether anything, that we do not do it for the purpose of impressing people, of showing to people, of showing off. No, we do that only and only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the purification of the amal from all forms of riya, because riya is shirk. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I am not afraid that you will commit major shirk. I am not afraid that you will put up idols and you will worship. And may Allah forgive us. I think the Muslims today are doing even that. But anyway, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I am not afraid for you. And he was talking to the Sahaba that you will do this, that you will put up idols and worship. But I fear for you that you will engage in the hidden shirk. And they asked him, they said, Ya Rasulullah, what is hidden shirk? And he said, it is ar-riya. It is the tendency, the need, the desire to show to others. So when we do, especially with regard to ibadat, but also with regard to everything else, where we show to others. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that, and he condemned this action, where he said, فَوَيْلُ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَعُونَ. He said, cursed are the worshippers, woe to the people who make salah, who delay their salah for their own convenience and who do it to show people. So this issue of purification of our muamilat from all forms of deception and from all forms of showing off to people. And the final one is the purification of the muashara, the tazkiyah of the muashara, the environment that we create around ourselves. This refers to the environment in our homes, environment in our businesses, environment in our extended families, and inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq and the strength, then the environment in our countries, which must be again pure from all forms of deception and lying and cheating and all forms of evil, which today unfortunately have become the norm. It is the opposite. Instead of the tazkiyah being the norm, the corruption is the norm, where instead of truth being the norm, lying is the norm. It's not as if there was no lying or there was no cheating or there was no theft in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There were people who did that, but they were the minuscule minority. And wallahu alam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed this to happen also because of the necessity to establish the hudud and to show what must be done, so somebody did something wrong. But that was the exception. Today, the exception has become the norm. It's the opposite. Our societies are riddled with all forms of deception, all forms of fooling people, all forms of showing off. I don't have to list down all the evils that we have. We know them very well. So to clean the muashara of all of this. So if we do that, then we, inshallah, we become the people who are meant by this ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. The one, he has succeeded, the one who purified himself. So he has succeeded, the one who purified himself personally, internally. He has succeeded, the one who purified himself externally. He has succeeded, the one who purified his worship. He has succeeded, the one who purified his actions and his dealings. And he has succeeded, inshallah, the one who purified his surroundings and his environment in such a way that it becomes a pure environment, which then becomes the greatest attracting force towards Islam for everybody. And that's the reason why Imam Az-Zuhri and others, they said that Islam spread the fastest after Fatah Makkah, because for the first time the non-Muslim was able to see the life of an ordinary Muslim. Why? Because that life of the ordinary Muslim was pure. And that is the reason why it was so attractive. People looked at people and said, no, I want to become like you. You know, what is it you are doing? Why is there so much nur on your face? Why is there so much of peace and harmony around you? How come your family is so nice? People are attracted to Islam, not because of, people making long lectures and long talks. It is they are attracted to Islam because of the environment that Islam creates. And that is our responsibility to ensure that we create such an environment. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to do that which is pleasing to Him and to save us from that which is not pleasing to Him. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.